This is one of those days where the weather is split across the area, at least in terms of cloudiness. Some of us are seeing cloudy skies, others are seeing some bright sunshine this afternoon, but we're all feeling the fall chill. Temperatures were on the cold side this morning. I imagine that many of you were reaching for that thermostat, or at least for an extra blanket or two early on today. And temperatures this afternoon are on the cool side, and there's a bit of a breeze as well, and that breeze is making it feel even cooler than what the thermometer says. Now, in terms of cloudiness, we've had some rather stubborn clouds come in from the east today. So for those of you that are stuck under that bank of clouds, it feels quite chilly. The sun has been quite bright, though, especially across the north near Lake Champlain over the Adirondacks. It's been nice and bright through the afternoon, but for the rest of us, clouds have been kind of sneaking in and rather stubborn at times. Moving ahead, we do have some weather changes that will be with us here over the next couple of days. We have some rain in the forecast for tomorrow, potential for thunder on Wednesday. Some of those storms could be strong or severe, and then we're back to a fall-like feel again on Thursday. So some ups and downs weather-wise coming up over the next couple of days, and as the rain chances ramp up, the mugginess will make a return as well. So moving into the nighttime, we'll see any clear patches go away. So clouds will increase through the night, and we're likely to see some rain move in well after midnight. I will remind you that if it's not raining at your house early tomorrow morning, don't forget that umbrella, because if it's not raining early on, it will break out as we go through the day tomorrow. Temperatures tonight will be on the cool side. We're targeting lows in the 40s and 50s. And then as we go through tomorrow, look for rain. That rain could be heavy at times through the day, so there may be some localized flooding. Some of these downpours come through. There may even be a few rumbles of thunder. The other thing you'll notice is the wind will increase tonight into tomorrow. Gusts could reach over 30 to maybe 40 miles an hour, so that could result in some leaves and twigs and branches blowing around as we go through the day tomorrow. On Wednesday, the cold front comes through. That brings us the potential for some thunderstorms, and some of these storms may have damaging wind gusts on Wednesday, so that needs to be watched rather closely. And then that front will sink to our south on Thursday. We'll have high pressure build back in. The humidity level will drop off dramatically, and things are going to feel quite September-like again by Thursday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight becoming cloudy with a chance of rain late, turning breezy, lows in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, periods of rain, some downpours and possible thunder, breezy and chilly, highs around 60. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, a chance of rain after midnight, breezy, lows in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, periods of rain, some downpours and possible thunder, breezy and chilly, with a high around 60. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain after midnight, breezy, low 50 to 55. Tomorrow, periods of rain, some downpours, and possible thunder, breezy and cool with highs in the low 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain after midnight, breezy, low 46 to 52. Tomorrow, periods of rain, some downpours, and possible thunder, breezy and cool with highs around 60. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and storms, breezy and humid with highs in the 70s. And on Thursday, a mix of clouds and sun, cooler and less humid with highs in the 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.